There is not a crime, there is not a dodge, there is not a trick, there is not a swindle, there is not a vice which does not live by secrecy.
Bang, bang, he shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down.
And thus, welcome to How Do I Rob This, the podcast where we plan the perfect heist. Now, with me, as always, is
Oscar Brown.
And my name is Sebastian Weisbach. And together we come up with a score or target, which we steal or rob or simply take. And this is what this podcast is about. We're planning the perfect heist now. As always, we've got three rules. We always have to get away with it. We don't kill people, and we only steal from people that deserve to be stolen from. Funny thing, though, in the quote section, I'm sorry, did
Go
I interrupt
it.
You?
No.
Okay, in the quote section, I almost went with a song as well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But then it wasn't on your list?
No, it was almost, it was just a bit further down, and there was like, I read this quote, which I read today, which is by Joseph Pulitzer.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, this is pretty nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering whether at some point we should credit the quotes so that we actually say where they're from.
Oh.
Because I always wonder, I'm like, where's your quote from? And I don't know.
We can put it in the episode description, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, I.
We say it after we say the quote.
Yours was Nancy Sinatra?
I don't know.
I think it is, the original is by Nancy Sinatra. Right.
But did she write the words as well?
Oh.
Or did she steal them?
Ooh, very, very subtle.
Now, talking about people who deserve to be stolen from, I have a question for you.
Hit me.
Are you ready? What has a turnover of 202 million euros, Nazi links, and a CEP, which is a circular error probability, worse than a post-Liverpool Fernando Torres? Should we unpack that?
Yeah, can you give me those three again?
Absolutely.
I was confused by Fernando Torres there for a bit.
That's a joke.
I figured, but I was so hell-bent on getting the answer right.
202 million euro turnover.
Yes.
Nazi links.
Yes.
Right. And a CEP, which is a circular error probability. It's a measurement. I can't tell you of what, because then you'll guess it immediately. And that CEP is worse than, this part is now the joke, as a post-Liverpool Fernando Torres. And in case you remember, a post-Liverpool Fernando Torres was terrible. He couldn't hit the target to save his life.
Okay. So is it a gun manufacturer?
You are right on the money, my friend.
Okay,
yes,
202
you are.
Million turnover. So, Nazi links. Okay, is that's just German gun manufacturer? I want to say it's Heckler & Koch.
That's the only one, and that is the one. And I think those are the ones that deserve to be stolen from.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, they so do. Have you seen their offices, perchance?
No, I haven't.
So
we don't prepare too much.
No, but I just randomly popped up on 9gag. Or one of those meme sites. And so apparently their offices are just, the walls are covered in guns.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, just perhaps, I want to say spray painted gold. I'm not sure about that part.
Yeah.
But it feels right.
You mean like they released like a platinum album? Like they've got like a, this was like a platinum gun?
That was a bestseller for some child soldier.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there's two news articles that got me onto this one. I mean, recently, I don't know, a couple of days ago, a couple of their executives were arrested for basically dodgy arms deals to all over the world.
What?
Yeah. I know, right? What a surprise.
Yeah.
But, you know, the company itself is fine. Just the executives have been arrested, you know, because the company itself had nothing to do.
No, absolutely not.
And it wasn't the guns' fault. Like, it was the executives, rogue executives going around selling guns to children in Mexico. The bastards.
Yeah.
They deserve to go to jail for 4 months.
No, totally. And like, clearly, whenever an executive goes on vacation, they just take a couple of guns in case an interesting deal pops up.
Exactly.
So apparently something that happened with Heckler & Koch.
Are you going to talk about the CEP? This is how Fernando Torres comes in, because you're actually the one who told me about this.
Oh, yes. Yeah, their guns are terrible.
Right.
That's also a thing.
Like, which is great. Like, not only are they Germany's biggest gun manufacturer and one of in the world.
Yeah.
And they're shit.
So, but they have, so for everyone who just knows guns from playing video games.
Yes.
They're the ones who manufacture the MP5, which is like one of the most iconic guns in the world. Up there with the AK-47, I want to say.
What does the MP stand for?
Machine pistol.
That makes sense.
So it's essentially an automatic gun that uses pistol ammunition.
Right.
So it's the one that has like a curved magazine.
Oh, yes.
It's the one that Special Forces use, especially in 90s films.
Yeah.
So that's the one it's just been in a lot of movies.
And a nice distinctive design, good props to the design team.
Which is what they go for, though. The other gun, which is very iconic, which they manufacture, is the G36 assault rifle.
Okay.
Which that one's got like a very edgy design. Also, you can immediately, it looks very futuristic. So a lot of people, a lot of actors in sci-fi films have the G36.
Of course, yes. Because
it does look like a sci-fi gun from the future.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's the gun that was actually in the CEP scandal. The one that was bought by the German mm-hmm. special forces in the military. Yeah. And basically it can't hit a target.
Yeah. No, so the premise of this gun was... they got it for single fire use.
Yes.
In cold regions.
Right.
That's what they bought it for. And Heckler & Koch manufactured it to work under these circumstances.
Right. That was
then they took it to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
And people just used it on auto fire. And that's why it barely hits anything. Yeah.
Okay. Because Afghanistan is the opposite of cold and dry. Well, no, cold and what? Single shot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah. It's... it is a bit of Heckler & Koch's fault, but it's also a bit of the German military's mismanagement fault.
Right, didn't read the instructions.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and just didn't properly describe whatever it was that they wanted to purchase at the time. So, that also the rifle, which I coincidentally had the pleasure of using.
In what?
Back in my military day.
Oh, really?
Okay,
so that's why you do know so much about it. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you do feel like a sci-fi soldier.
Okay.
Wielding that gun. Also, it is so light, even a child could use it.
That is, of course, one of the briefs that all gun manufacturers follow.
It's easy to use, easy to clean. Even a five-year-old could use it.
Literally point and click?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I love it. If I'll order 10 container loads full.
The only way it could be more attractive for children all over the world is if you could also build a fort with it.
Right. Okay, because then it would be, you know...
Like a Fortnite.
Exactly, yeah, I got it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you. I was just explaining for people who
don't know what
addicted.
Fortnite
yeah.
is. Is it fun to shoot?
No. Have you ever...
shot a gun?
Shot at a fair.
Shot at a fair?
Yeah. No, use an air rifle to shoot for a prize.
Oh, right, okay, sorry.
At a fairground, yeah.
Not sure what you meant.
No.
I've shot at a couple of things, but never at a fair. Yeah. You know, in America, you would need to define that question. Because
yes,
totally, I've shot at a fair. Yes, but those are actually, they've always got sort of bent barrels and stuff, so it's impossible to actually hit a target.
Yeah, but it's still that light recoil feel.
Oh, okay.
That's the one the G36 has as well, because it is so light and it's kind of a long weapon.
Right.
So you barely get any recoil from it, and it's easy enough to hit a target, unless there's something wrong with the optics.
Right.
Which, optics are a bit fiddly, so
yes.
if they are just stuck to the gun, you just bump into it and come off by a few degrees.
Mm.
And once they're tilted in the wrong direction, you can't really see where you're aiming at anymore properly.
Okay. So it's not ideal for sort of running through the desert, throwing yourself on the ground, rolling over, having a couple of shots, running up again.
No. But, you know, sitting in your car, occasionally.
Ideal.
Shooting at someone who stops at a green light.
Aliens, of course.
Yeah.
Well.
So, yeah, that's what I know about them. One more shady thing from a couple of years back. So some of their assault rifles somehow ended up with Gaddafi. I want to say Mustafa Gaddafi?
No.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Muhammad Gaddafi?
Yeah.
Muhammad Gaddafi, yeah. The Libyan dictator.
Yes.
No one knows how.
No, of course not.
He must have found them. Heckler & Koch, I guess, just forgot them in the Libyan desert.
Right. Or he's a master heister.
Ooh. Was.
Was. Exactly.
Well, rest in peace, Gaddafi. Yeah. Rest in peace.
Okay. That is dodgy.
Good. Okay.
So then, that was the question. What exactly are we stealing?
Huh. That's a good question.
So, I mean, we can steal... Apparently, their cash reserves are not great.
Yes.
So...
Makes sense.
We could steal all the guns.
Yes.
You know, at their manufacturing source.
Make them unusable.
More unusable.
Yes.
Or we could steal...
Their office building.
Their whole office building, their image.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I feel like they're not too worried about their image at this point.
Yeah, okay, you're right. That's already for sale. That's not even, there's no takers.
Hmm. Well, let's see. Well, then maybe let's go for guns, factories.
Yeah.
Maybe get some factory machines, repurpose them.
Make them make something good.
Yeah.
Get all the guns.
Yeah.
Turn them into something nice.
Into nicer dices.
Yeah.
Slicer dices? Nicer slices.
What are those?
They're like these infomercial machines.
Oh, yeah?
They can slice everything. Brick. MP5. The nicer dicer.
Oh, those are amazing. I'll buy one of those. But yeah, okay. But these ones are great because, like, you know, they're made of repurposed guns.
Yeah. Yeah, and you can just nicer dice at a distance.
Yeah. I mean, not always accurately.
Well, but, you know, fair enough.
Yeah.
There's always a bit of loss once you nicer dice.
Exactly.
I mean, okay.
You're buying it for cheap on the telephone.
Good. So maybe let's do a research break.
Let's find out where they keep them guns. See what's to steal,
yeah.
Perfect.
All right, cool. Then I'll hear you in a bit. Or we will. And we are back from our research break. Oh, and it has been a frustrating one.
Not just frustrating, it was the most depressing research break I've ever done.
Oh, yes.
Like, do these people deserve to be robbed? Yes. Oh, my God.
Oh, so very,
what
very
a
much.
Horrible, horrible company.
So apparently one of the things that was big since the Krim occupation by Russia.
Yeah.
Their sales went up after.
Of course.
And one of their big marketing stunts was, oh, no, we're only ever selling to democratic states now.
Yes.
To green countries,
green
as the NATO
countries,
is called.
Yes.
Yeah, as NATO calls them. Yeah, but which has worked out well, clearly.
I read about that. It's their new strategy, right? And the firm will forgo business in major and emerging markets, including Israel, Mexico, Brazil, India, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Turkey, United Arab Emirates, and every nation on the African continent.
Yeah, and still somehow their weapons in the past few decades have wound up in Thailand, Sudan, Burma, Sierra Leone, Sri Lanka, and Mexico, of course. The Mexico deal itself was worth 3.7 million euros for 4,700 rifles. So those were just the illegal ones, which were, of course, unbeknownst to everyone in the higher-ups, carried out by two employees of Heckler & Koch, who just took 4,700 rifles. Because that's not at all shady if a rifle is not accounted for.
And also the company wasn't like, hang on, 1 euro, 2 euro, 3.7 million euros. Where did this money come from?
Office supplies?
We sold the brooms.
Yeah.
How bizarre. I mean, it's great. Hang on, I've actually...
Also, great visual content just to pitch our YouTube channel. We actually have a Heckler & Koch gun, which is why our research break took so long. We stole one in Oberndorf, Baden-Württemberg, which is where their company is located.
They've got two manufacturing facilities. One in Germany, and they've got another one in
Georgia
as well, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, which...
And it's great. The one in Georgia's got, like, only 5-star reviews on Google.
How?
And the one in Germany has got a 3.2 average. Do you want to hear some reviews?
Please. I did not know one can review Heckler & Koch factory plant, manufacturing plants.
I'll start with the 5-star ones. Made in Germany, 5 stars. Which is amazing. I go,
yeah, but aren't they supposed to review the plant itself, not the guns?
No. Oh, well. Because I work here, 5 stars.
Woo!
That's all pretty good, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, okay. Conversely, I was here for an interview. Other jobs pay better. 2 stars.
Hmm, fair enough. Yeah. Yes.
Not 1 star, but 2 stars.
Hmm.
And then my favorite one, I mean, the list is
yeah,
great.
There was still free coffee at the job interview.
Perhaps,
2 stars.
Yeah. there is blood on the hands of the employees. And the worst thing is they want to lick their fingers. One star.
That's an absolute hygiene issue.
Yes. You can't have employees running around licking their fingers.
Yes, especially if they have blood on their fingers.
Yes. Also, we need to figure out where this blood's coming from.
I agree.
And we need to stop it at the source.
Yeah.
Man. Imagine going there for an interview. Like, they offer you a coffee and there's just hands are just stained in blood.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice meeting you.
Oh, God.
What's wrong with your nails?
How do they even get any deals done in that way? Or, like, paperwork must be a nightmare if your hands are always covered in blood.
Maybe they sign contracts in blood.
I think they do. I really think that seems to be the case.
Okay, so something funny I read up on.
Yes.
On top of all their crimes, Nepotism is also one of them.
Amazing, but why wouldn't it be?
Because their new CEO is a guy by the name of Jens Bodo Koch.
Okay.
An heir to one of the founders of Heckler & Koch.
Right, yes.
Because, of course, yeah. Yes. But apparently it's a very volatile position being CEO of Heckler & Koch. Because, well, financially, the company isn't as well off as they make it seem. As you mentioned, they have an equity of 109 million euros.
Okay.
I mean, that was in 2017, but let's say it's still right. Somewhere in their ballpark. And assets worth 222 million euros.
Right. That'll be the two manufacturing facilities.
Yeah. And like the 4,700 guns in Mexico.
Yes.
So, it's really not that much. No. Considering that, by an estimate, 114 people are killed by Heckler & Koch guns every day.
114 people?
Yes.
Doesn't that put them on like
every
list
day.
Of one of the top killing
112
things?
On Sundays. Yeah, totally. They must be a runner-up to Kalashnikov.
That's ridiculous. 114 people.
Yeah, and back in the 60s, the German government sold licenses to other countries to manufacture them. To Portugal, to Turkey, to Iran. You know, well.
Oh, man, this just gets more and more depressing. So, okay, question.
Okay, yeah, no, ask why.
Are the other countries still making them?
I would certainly say so. I mean, they can't be that hard to manufacture. If you have all the parts of a manufacturing plant, all the machines, then
so,
it like assembling them and taking them apart isn't that difficult. And like this is an airsoft gun right behind me.
Right.
But it is also manufactured by Heckler & Koch. So what you could just do is get the internals of a working Heckler & Koch gun and get an airsoft model and then just mix and match. Because that works, because all the weapons are modular. They're kind of like Legos in that regard.
I'm once again, fantastic props to the design team
for
making it so easy.
Fun but for kids.
No wonder the company is doing badly if they've sold off the licenses. Like the government sold off the license and Heckler & Koch is probably not even earning anything on all these guns that are still being made all over the world.
Well, I mean, those were old deals as well.
So they're old guns?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, a good gun never goes out of fashion.
No. AK-47.
Yeah, it's been around forever. So, one other thing, speaking of your Google ratings.
Yes.
They also have a horrible rating by Moody's.
Right, of course they do.
So, what is it? They recently took up a 30 million euro loan.
Okay.
They only got a French army deal worth 450 million through very shady dealings, I would say. So essentially the French army was looking for a new rifle.
Right.
To replace theirs. And one of the conditions...
Oh, wouldn't you like to be in on that meeting?
Yeah.
Like, oh, we are looking for a new rifle. What are we going to buy? We buy one from the Germans or we buy one from the Russians? What do we do?
I mean, technically, those nations have always defeated us, so they must have superior weapons.
They must have good rifles.
Oui. Mm. So one of the conditions was the company manufacturing the guns must have a minimum turnover of 80 million euros.
Why would they make that a...
I don't know, but apparently that meant that no French company could manufacture them.
Right, okay,
because French does not... France does not have arms manufacturers in that ballpark.
Right.
So
that immediately just eliminates it.
Yeah.
Because that's such a silly thing.
Immediately.
Because wouldn't you take the best rifle?
Yeah, no. Well, so yeah, they bought a Heckler & Koch one anyway.
That's amazing. It's one of those government deals where they're like, it's open to everyone, but these are the criteria you have to fulfill. Like, you have to, the company names needs to start with an H and a K.
Oh,
yeah, that'd
beautiful.
Be amazing. I mean, the way they started is also really bizarre.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
So, I mean, it was three founders and, you know, Heckler and... And Koch.
So And was one of
them. Yes, yeah. Mm. You know, Tobias And. They were all former employees of the Mauser Fabrik.
Yes.
When that went under after World War II. And then they were like, we're just going to start a new production facility.
But
we'll
use the old
bicycles.
Machines.
Yes, but to make bicycles, just remember. And then they just happened to make guns.
Yeah. Here's your bicep. Oh, it's a gun. Oh, no.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah.
Apropos die hard, That was one of the films that really made HMK famous.
Really?
Yeah, because he uses one of their guns.
Oh, yeah, one. I think the MP5,
yeah,
actually.
Possible. Yeah.
Yeah, very. Yeah, which I believe like their design gave them such a push because they are just like the AK-47. They're just so prevalent in pop culture.
Yeah.
And like I think the other one is probably like the M16, which is like the American Vietnam gun, or M4A1, which also has such a distinctive design. And it really helps selling to Americans, to bloated Americans.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? That's their biggest market, is selling military and law enforcement grade weapons to private people in America.
Yeah, because like clearly that's what you need. Okay, so there's this. There's a lot of stuff going on. We still have not quite.
I find it's a bit of a headache. It's almost as if they anticipated that someone might try and steal everything from them one day. I feel like we need to assume that they only have these two production facilities, so we can focus on those two.
Yeah. And I feel like so the one in Georgia, though, that's not the big one.
Oh, that's not the big one.
No, the big one is the one in Germany. The one in Georgia only produces handguns, sports, and hunting rifles.
Then maybe we should focus on the German one.
Yes.
And then just be like, you know what? Let Americans be Americans.
Steal the machines and start a bicycle production. No compromises.
No compromises. Is that really their motto?
Yes, no compromises! ! Is really their motto.
Is it in like a Nazi font as well? Like, just to really underline? Like,
yeah. All the letters are designed from little swastikas.
Of course, that's fantastic. I mean, that really is. So we're going to rob the German one.
Yes.
Okay, sorry, I watched a really bizarre video, which is really fantastic, by some...
It's Zentrum für politische Schönheit, so Center of Political Aesthetic.
Oh, you actually...
They exist?
They're a real thing?
Well, they're like a meme page, essentially.
Okay. Well, they've started a GoFundMe, or like a Patreon, or crowdsourcing, or whatever, crowdfunding thing, where they want to fly over the Heckler & Koch manufacturing facility and with helicopters and drop a sand and concrete mixture over it so that it's entombed.
Like what's the reactor called? Chernobyl, yeah.
Yes. That plan is so audacious that it's almost brilliant. Like, I feel like we have a goal of what we can do with money.
As a ruse.
Yes.
Can we get them to start this nonsense while we rob the plant?
We have to.
Okay, good.
And,
I'm glad we agreed.
Under one condition.
Yes.
They have to have one helicopter that has boomboxes.
Oh, and plays the Ride of the Valkyries?
Absolutely.
Yes.
And they have to fly very slowly across Germany.
Love the smell of concrete in the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah, we need that. We definitely need that. And they'll come cheap.
Yeah. How much is the GoFundMe?
I don't know. I haven't found the GoFundMe itself. Left the conception
prank
stage,
video. Yeah.
Alas.
But I'm sure we can get people to do it. And even if it's just like to drop sand onto the plant and as a means of just annoying the people working there.
So my other idea, and you know, if there's one thing that Heckler & Koch loves more than selling guns, it is selling guns to dodgy nations.
Yes.
Now, I think we should rock up there as representatives from a tiny nation, a war-torn tiny nation. And it doesn't really need to exist. We can just invent one.
How do I Robie?
There we go.
How do I Robie?
How do I Robie? That's amazing. Okay. Yeah. And basically... we don't steal the guns from them. We get them to bring the guns to us.
Yes. Very good. Very, very good. Okay, good.
And then I don't know what we do. Then, okay, so not only do we want the guns.
Yes.
We also want the manufacturing.
Machines. Yeah.
The originals.
Yes. No, we can't just license.
Yes.
We can't just do like MP5 style bicycles. Yeah. We have to get the originals. We have to put them out of business.
Yes. Would they agree to that?
I don't think we can get the machines delivered.
Yes.
but we can somehow steal them. Like that, they must be mobile.
I'm sure there's a German defense plan that involves evacuating the H&K plant.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
And they're going to move it from, where the
hell is Oberndorf in Baden-Württemberg? It's near Freiburg. It's near the...
I don't even know where Freiburg is.
Near the southern border in the west. It's also very near the French border, which I feel like it's also how they might have gotten the contract with the French.
Right.
Yeah, because it should be like 50 kilometers off the French border.
And I bet you it's right on train tracks.
100% because they need to get train deliveries.
Exactly. And I bet you it's set up so that there's an emergency evacuation plan where they can put the stuff on trains and take it to the east.
Yeah.
Or the north or somewhere. Probably to Switzerland, I imagine. I don't know. Where would they take them? What do you think a German evacuation plan would be like?
I think to another part of Germany first.
Okay.
Because it's still a business.
Towards the Russians?
No.
So it's probably not going
to
go
further
east,
into the Bavarian mountains, I feel.
I would imagine that if Germany is in trouble, the only place to go is more German. So that's why they take it to Bavaria.
Yeah.
That's why I would take it.
Yeah, it's the lesser German parts that will get invaded by the Russians first.
Yes, of course. Yeah. No, they wouldn't go for Bavaria. I mean,
that's too German.
Yeah.
Yeah. So also I feel like something that would really work with us offering a deal as the representatives of Haudo Arobi.
Yes.
Because they are so deep in financial trouble, they're willing to take any deal.
Oh.
As long as we can
absolutely
credibly present ourselves as members of a green state.
Yes.
We're democratic. Our king was elected by the queen's vagina.
We just need to be like remotely legit. Like,
yeah.
And then we can say like, look, we're not green. We're like a light shade of red.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine.
It's green enough.
It's green enough. Like,
we're not green, but how about this suitcase full of $1
bills?
Full
of greens.
Yeah.
There we go. That's quite nice. Yeah, I like that. Like, yeah, we're not part of NATO. Kind of like NATO said no to us.
Yeah.
But that makes us part of NATO.
True. We were mentioned by NATO once.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. At NATO.
At NATO official.
Yes, absolutely. Which means the fake NATO Twitter account's actually available. Right? Like,
good,
under
yeah.
that assumption, which
yeah.
means we should get that, and then because we can just... nothing proves credibility like a great social media following.
True. And it absolutely should be one of those tweets where it's like, oh man, how do Irobi is in trouble? I wish someone would sell them arms.
Right. Give them a hand, nudge, nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, because hands are attached to arms.
Yeah. Good one. Yeah.
Natto, the guys there are pretty funny guys as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Which I love this account because it's like they've literally only got one tweet as well. Like, and that's the tweet that they've made.
Feeling kind of warmongery, might start a war later. I don't know. Lol.
Yeah, there you go. That'd be amazing. Yeah. So on which continent is our...
How do I Robi?
Somewhere between Africa and the
Europe.
Arabs.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Somewhere. How do I Robi? I mean, somewhere there.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, a lot of oil, definitely. I mean, that's...
yeah, between Egypt and Libya, maybe?
Mm.
Do they even share a border? Geography is my absolute weak spot.
How about in the Gulf of Oman?
Yes.
Like, they're like, where are you? Oh, no, like, we're between the east coast of Africa and the west coast of Saudi Arabia. And we're basically at war between both of them,
yeah,
all the time.
We are like the Scilly Isles of Arabia and Africa.
Exactly. And then we could say, like, have you heard of the Suez Canal? And they're like, yes. And they're like, exactly. Exactly.
Good.
I think we can pull this off.
Good. You need to handle geography, though. I'm absolutely out of my depth.
Do you think we need to sell it to the American representatives, though? Just because if anyone's geography is worse than yours, it would be everyone from the USA.
And I feel like the people at Heckler & Koch in Baden-Württemberg, they would also not really care that much because, like, it's their manufacturing plant is in a tiny village with a population of 14,000 people.
14,000.
Yes, and I feel like most of them will probably be employed by Glencore.
Not that many, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was 691 on the Wikipedia page. Yeah.
That's not a lot.
No.
That's very few people you need to essentially sell deadly arms to, like, horrible people all over the world.
14 people a day.
114.
114.
114 a day.
Sorry, I need to work something out quickly.
Yeah. I'll just see if there's maybe something else I... Oh, yeah, they were accused of trafficking, so there's an estimate that there's between 7 million and 20 million G3, six rifles alone. Still out there, barely accounted for because they were manufactured under license. Took up a 30 million euro loan. Oh yeah, and one thing about their stock, in case we want to destabilize them, only 0.03% of their stock is in the public market. Everything else...
0.03?
Yes, everything else seems to be held by people affiliated with the company.
Hmm.
Or perhaps, you know, people from not so green states.
Or people, I imagine, no. The problem is they're probably owned privately by people in the French and German government, I imagine.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. So we can't really use the stock to destabilize them.
Oh, this will destabilize them. I think that'll be a wonderful, a wonderful byproduct.
Yeah.
So then I've got a couple of questions. This hypothetical plan that the German government has to move the entire factory. That needs to come into effect, obviously, because they don't want sand and cement poured on them. So they need to activate Operation... Oh, they must have a great name for it.
Barbarossa, is there anything? It must be like some German mythological creature. Operation Odin's Spear.
Yeah.
Odin's Shaft.
Odin's Shaft is amazing. Yeah. Insert Odin's Shafts into the depths of the mountain.
Good, okay. Yeah. Operation Insert Odin's Shaft.
Yes, I think that's definitely the name. So that needs to be activated, which is fine. What's really great about that is that it sounds so plausible that like it doesn't even need to exist. Like all the employees, all 691 of them will be like, this makes sense.
Yes.
Oh my God. Like, look, it's printed out on
the
this
helicopters
piece of paper.
Are coming. They're playing the Ride of the Valkyries.
Dun, 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 dun. It's amazing. I'm so into it. Yeah, that's really good. And then, basically at the same time, we're meeting with the chief executives.
With Dr. Jens Bodo Koch.
Yes, of
course. It is a big deal. Howdo Arobi does not offer small deals.
No. Oh, right. And they're bringing it to us.
Yeah.
Where will we be? I mean, ideally, if they can... Because basically, we'll go to them and be like, listen, we want to buy your weapons. And they're like, how many you want to buy? And we'll be like, all of them.
How many have you got?
Yes.
Yeah.
It'll be great. And then, so it's a two-pronged maneuver, right? The manufacturing facilities are moved where we take care of them in Bayern.
Yeah.
Right? We destroy them.
We repurpose them.
Oh, right.
We repurpose
them into the bicycle man, of course, yes. And then all the weapons, seeing as, you know, how do I Robi is located... in the Gulf of Oman, they can deliver them via boat.
Yeah.
We scuttle the boats and all the weapons are sunk to the bottom of the ocean.
It doesn't... Okay, so...
Forming a new
reef.
Great Barrier Reef.
Yes, I was just going to say we need to make this more eco-friendly, but yes.
It's going
to
be amazing. Yeah. It'll be the diving spot of the world. It'll be...
And think of how well-armed all those fish will be.
Finding Nemo, no ways. It'll be finding AK Nemo.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
No more shark attacks.
No, none. No, yeah. I mean, like, fish are no longer friends. They're our enemies. Like, we need to watch out because they have guns now.
Good. Okay.
I feel like that's a basic structure.
That is a basic structure.
Time to flesh out the details.
Yeah. Shall we take a research break?
Please.
Good. And we are back from our research break and back from the Howdo Arobian Embassy.
It's
all officially set up.
Yeah, we both went down a bit of a rabbit hole, this whole idea to get a train, which turned out to be completely unnecessary because...
Just going
to
get a few lorries. The machines are small and mobile.
And really tiny. The biggest part of the manufacturing facility seems to be the staff who assemble the guns once they've been manufactured. You know.
Yeah, fair enough. Because like a gun, like they only make handguns and they are made from small parts.
Yeah,
so it does make... It absolutely makes sense. So I was looking into, like, if we are going to get lorries, we might as well just get a moving company to help us. I don't see why not. That seems to be the cheapest option. If we get 10 lorries plus driver.
Right.
We're looking at, like, an 8-hour drive from Berlin to Oberndorf. And 8 hours. It's, like, 6 hours and 30 minutes, but, like, moving is going to take some time. Also, we'll want to take a break. So we're looking at, like, 16 hours in total for 10 lorries, which is going to come in at like 5,000 euros.
Oh, that's cheap.
Yeah. You can get a moving company for cheap.
Absolutely.
Always get a moving company for your heist if you can.
Yes.
Also, we're going to get the helicopters for free. See episode 2.
Absolutely.
Getting a bit of sand isn't much of a problem.
We could get the sand in the same way that we get it in episode...
Maybe let's just take it from a playground or one of the famous Hadorobian beaches.
Oh, well, there we go. That might be the way to do it.
Okay, something else I was looking at, because I figured, like, if we have a bicycle plant anyway, there's no need to move all the machines to Bavaria. We might just as well move them to Berlin, which is close to us, which is good for managing a bicycle plant.
And also sort of the capital of bicycles, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. And we can get a plant for 7,067 euros a month.
Like a manufacturing facility?
No, just like an empty hall.
Oh, wow.
But we have the machines.
Yes. And so then we can just start making like a lot of bicycles.
Oh, yeah.
Like a lot of bicycles.
Yeah.
Do we need to turn a profit? No.
No. We just need to run this scam for a month and then move on. That's when the next episode comes out. So by then we'll have already... Okay. And I feel like we would quickly forget about the bicycle manufacturing plant.
I would produce enough bicycles so that everyone can just have a bicycle, that like Berlin's known as a city where you can just come and get a free bicycle. Yeah. Not for like taking away, but to use around Berlin.
Yeah. So I might use a deposit.
Yeah.
Which is how these are usually run, like just like a shopping cart.
Yeah.
It's good. And they can be like Heckler & Koch designed. So they have like, they have the edges and they have like the slick black design.
Yeah, I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say one.
Absolutely. I mean, clearly we are going to get one. We are the CEOs of...
We'll get the nicest ones.
We don't have a name for it yet, do we? Cycler & Koch.
Cycler & Koch, yeah, I like that.
What's
their famous weapon again?
The MP5, I would say, is the most famous one.
Okay.
Either that or the G36. That's the one behind me.
I like little details to remain so that, like, you know, like the bring, bring bell, like that's an actual trigger.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Yeah, yeah. And just boom, boom.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that, and the chain is made of bullets.
Wow. Yeah. That is such a design bike. We could sell one of these bikes for 7,000 euros and just make our entire month's worth of rent.
Probably.
Just by selling one bike.
Yeah, we don't. Yeah. So we're actually going into the luxury market for bikes now, right?
Clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, if they are that well designed and we're only selling...
I mean, it is Heckler & Koch after all. Like,
and we're only selling bikes to green states.
Yes, oh, of course. No, we wouldn't sell bicycles to countries with dodgy human rights records.
No, maybe to Mexico.
But we wouldn't know anything about that.
No, absolutely not.
4,700 So talking about countries with dodgy human rights records, I have located Hadorobia.
Ooh,
yes.
Where are we and how dodgy are our human rights records?
Quite. So there is a tiny little island. It is 36 kilometers
long. We're actually getting an island?
No, we're not going to get it.
Oh, damn.
No, we're not going to buy it. The thing is, it's great. We're just locating it there, right? That's where they're going to be sending all the guns on ships, right? Okay. It's called Mukavar Island and it's located between Sudan and Saudi Arabia. And it's in the canal, well, along the Suez Canal, right?
Yeah.
In the Gulf, in the Dead Sea. It's not the Dead Sea. I've just completely lost my geography there. Hang on one second.
Along the Red Sea?
It's the Red Sea, not the Dead Sea. Thank you.
I was taking a sophisticated guess there.
But very good. It is a national park, and it's heavily contested between Sudan and Saudi Arabia.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes. Why? Because... it's rich in oil deposits, but it's also a national park, and it's also home to the few remaining dugongs that are in the area, which is basically like a big manatee floating cow thing.
Ooh, that could be on the Hutto-Robian flag.
I think so. It is a dugong.
Dugong.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to have to write this down because otherwise I'll forget for the heist summary. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's got everything. But also another thing that it has, which just plays right into our cards, it's got a declining reef system, which, which you know, the World Wrestling Federation is really worried about. Like, yes. it's you know, UNESCO is really worried about it. So we could really turn it around. We could turn Mukova Island into what it was always supposed to be.
Yeah.
A haven for guns and fish and dugongs.
We could put a gun to the head of pollution.
Yes, there we go. That's it. No compromises.
No compromises. No. Beautiful.
Yes.
Okay. So let's maybe briefly talk about how we're going to go through it. Is there anything still left? I feel this might also be the summary. Let's see how it goes. Okay, so... Yes. Are we going to need costumes? Are we going to wear the traditional Hutto-Robian garb? Or well, are we modern businessmen? Actually, are you the king of Hutto-Robia?
At the fear of offending people.
Yes.
And treading lightly on blackface, I suggest that we don't actually...
I was not suggesting blackface, there, okay. To be clear.
I just don't want to even go into that. So I'm thinking... You know, we should maybe be representatives to the yes. government, the German representatives, but we should also get actors who actually play the government.
I was actually looking into something as well.
Yes, go on then.
So the majority stock owner of Heckler & Koch,
yes.
a guy named Andreas Haeschen.
Yes.
He is notoriously shy and hates publicity.
Right.
If you Google him... You cannot find out how he looks.
What do you mean?
No one at Heckler & Koch would know what Andreas Haeschen, the majority stockholder, would even look like.
No way.
And all those shady deals of the past have gone down during his time as majority stockholder. He was also briefly CEO.
Okay.
He's invested 60 million euros from his private account into Heckler & Koch to
right.
pay off their debts.
Right.
So if he were to weigh in, that would mean a huge deal for Hutto-Robia. And maybe creating some synergy there to past heist. Who's to say that Andreas Haeschen does not look like Gianni Infantino?
I think he might actually look exactly like Gianni yes. Infantino. Can we get that actor back?
Yes. I'm sorry. Last time we left you wrapped in a newspaper somewhere in a London bin... There's been a bit of a mix-up. But this is going to be your big break.
Oh, my word, yes.
Good.
He's in. He's totally in.
Yeah. So he walks in with us.
Oh, yeah.
As the Hutto-Robian representatives.
Yes, because...
Wearing a suit and, as is customs in Hutto-Robia, open bow tie.
I think so.
Good.
Yeah, totally. I think we need a large entourage, though, as well, to make it happen and look legitimate.
The cast from Entourage?
The whole cast from Entourage. I feel like the people are going to know. People know what the cast from Entourage looks like.
You for the last heist, we got... For the next heist, might I say.
Yes.
We got a guy named Turtle.
Yes.
From the show.
Yes.
I already forgot.
Yes.
Does not matter.
No, I remember
okay, so
him.
We're not going to get the cast from Entourage. Well, no, okay. It's
I feel
fine.
Like just playing on the timeline here, we haven't even met him yet, you know, so...
Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, so we get an entourage of just douchebags in suits.
Douchebags in suits, vaguely North African looking, vaguely Arab looking, doesn't matter, it just looks like...
So do we go to a shisha club?
Yes, we actually just... go to a shisha club and we get the 40 people that are hanging yes. out there. We pop them into nicer suits.
H&M suits.
H&M suits. Yes. And then we train them down. Actually, we can put them in the trucks, the moving trucks that are going down to Germany to
yeah.
there anyway.
So we'll also get 40 shishas.
Yes.
Should we make that 41 or 42?
I don't actually shisha.
I don't either. But shall we for the heist?
Yes.
Okay.
I think so. I feel like everyone has to shisha.
Maybe get 43 then, so that our partner at 44, Gianni Infantino.
He gets one
slash
as well.
Andreas Sharon.
Yes.
Haitian.
We've got He'll to need make one. Very sure not to call him Gianni while we're there.
Well, we could also technically call him by his real name, but we won't.
No.
So Andreas Haitian. Andreas so we'll get Haitian. 43. Okay. And 44, because the representative, Heckler & Koch, will also need to get a whiff of shisha.
Yes.
Anything else would be impolite.
Yes.
Get the shisha club into the lorries, go there, park them around the corner.
Yes, because obviously. They don't know, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Arrive by foot, walking slowly down Heckler & Koch Road. Like, it's actually called Heckler & Koch Road, yeah. From the main turnoff of the main town, like, it's Heckler & Koch. And there's no gate. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Like, we could really just... Everyone gets out there and just walk in.
Ring the doorbell.
And doing like the slow walk, like, lots of handshakes.
Oh, yeah.
Lots is going on.
When you said slow walk in suits, I was immediately thinking of Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. Bit faster.
Yeah. Okay. So not slow motion.
Not just slow motion. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Good. So we walk up.
And we're like...
Hello.
We're here to do the deal.
Yeah. And they're like, what deal? And then Andreas Haitian will walk up.
Yes.
Well, the deal. Oh. Do you not know about the deal? By the way, I'm Andreas Haitian. I own 54% of you.
Yes.
We walk into their offices.
Yep. And
talk to, maybe let's not talk to the CEO then, because I feel like Dr. Jens Bodo Koch probably knows what Haitian looks like.
Hmm.
So we can't talk to the CEO, but we can talk to the sales department.
Yes.
Also, conveniently, they're just looking for people in the sales department and in IT admin.
Yes.
So we could even get Mole in.
Absolutely. We know they don't pay very well, but that's fine.
Yeah, 2 stars. And
we're basically just like, we want to buy the guns.
Yeah.
All the guns. Every single one of them.
How do Irobi needs them? We are on contested territory. Saudi Arabia and... Who else was it?
Somalia.
Yeah. They want to grab our island.
And take
They
want to
grab the oil. And the dugongs.
The dugongs, yes.
Dugongs.
Massive dugongs everywhere. Giant dugongs. We need you. Save the dugong.
Okay. Good. So they're like, well, usually we don't sell.
We don't sell to non-green states.
But then we go like, yeah, but look at this tweet from, okay, so at NATO is taken.
Yes.
By NATO.
Damn.
At NATO official taken.
By?
A guy named at NATO official who Damn. Probably only has like 6 tweets going.
Okay.
But... Still available is at Real NATO Official.
Real NATO Official. There we go.
So we show them the tweet.
Yes.
And they're like, well, this checks out. And Andreas Haitian is here also. So.
Yes. And he's like, also on Twitter.
Yes.
And it's a private account because he's notorious.
Yeah. And he has 0 tweets.
0 tweets. Yeah.
But he
follows.
He hasn't even changed his avatar yet.
Yeah. And he's still an egg.
Yeah.
But he follows Haudai Robia.
Yes.
Yeah. And Heckler & Koch.
And at Political Beauty, which is where the next thing comes
in. Okay.
Oh, no, you need to keep your enemies close.
Yes. Okay, closer. Fair enough.
Keep your enemies closer. So that's where the next thing comes in. So once we are in the business
Once the
talks,
deal's happened.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're here in the distance. Which famously is the war song of How Do I Robium.
Yes.
Which is how we know... We are being under attack.
Yes.
Not just the Heckler & Koch plant, but us. As How Do Irobians.
Yes, the whole country.
Yes.
Which means we need to go into emergency procedures
Absolutely.
Immediately.
Absolutely. But luckily, the German government
has a plan,
which we, of course, know, and Andreas Haitian can confirm that.
Yes. Well, because he gets a phone call from the German government. He's like, hang on 1 second.
You need to be evacuated. Initiate operation insert Odin's shaft.
Yes, amazing.
Which is when the German military rocks up.
No, they don't actually rock up.
No. Undercover.
Right.
As a moving company.
Oh, amazing.
But they're all wearing uniforms, which are going to come in at 50 euros a piece.
Oh, German uniform?
Yes.
Okay. Do they also are they also all carrying like airsoft guns by Heckler & Koch?
They might.
Yeah.
Might as well. Let's put that on the heist budget.
Which is amazing. Because,
like, let's be honest, this looks real enough.
It does, yeah. I mean, I'm going to stay away from that.
Yeah. So 50 airsoft guns. So they rock up, load the machines into the lorries.
Yeah.
As the political beauty drops sand from the Hadoerobian beaches.
Yeah, because they've only got one helicopter.
Onto the plant, yes.
Yeah, but you think, because we show them a radar tweet.
Yes.
At radar.
We can get a radar app.
Yeah, and it's like, it's full, man. Yes. Like, it's just the whole thing's full. There's bogeys incoming everywhere. Yes,
and we play the song Radar Love on Spotify.
Oh, there we go. And we can also hear, like, there's a live stream. They're live streaming from the helicopter.
Yes.
So we know they're coming.
Yeah.
So,
and a scene that is beautifully directed by Francis Ford Coppola, might I say.
He's not allowed into Europe. Oh, no. Is that someone else?
Isn't he? Why not? I thought it was Roman Polanski.
Director. It's Polanski, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Francis Ford Coppola, much wanted in Europe.
Yes.
Let's just have the
okay.
Apocalypse Now scene.
Yes.
Actually playing.
Oh, yeah, that's great. And we're like, look, it's proof.
it's Captain Kilgore.
Which one of us gets to say, I love the smell of sand in the morning?
Mm. Would you like to?
I would. I really would. Okay. But I would also give it to you if you wanted to.
Well, then you say the first part and I'll say the second part. Smells like victory.
Ah, see, I didn't even know the second part. All right, we can end the episode on that.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
So that happens. The sand happens as we drive away, right? We're like, gotta go with the things. And we're off.
Yeah, we're also evacuated.
Yes.
But to ensure our safety, we're going to leave our shisha posse at the HK headquarters.
I think they're going to have to stay.
Also, they have their shisha pipes.
I think they're not bothered.
Yeah.
No, they're good.
Yeah, good. All right. Yeah.
When does delivery take place of what we've just bought?
Well, we are going to get express delivery.
So it happens like the next day?
I would say, because it is a bit of a long distance, or maybe 2 days.
Yeah.
2 or 3 days.
So I'm just thinking whether there needs to be a time delay. So we arrive in the morning.
Yeah.
And then we make sure that they've packaged all the guns that they have and that's shipped. And then the whole shenanigans.
Oh, yeah. No, we stay for a friendly shisha.
Yes.
Shisha dinner.
Oh, right. Yeah.
As is customs and how do I roll.
And it takes hours.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking. So then while we're en route back to Berlin with our bicycle manufacturing
plant,
all the guns of Heckler & Koch are on a ship on the way into the Red Sea.
Yes.
Okay. Fantastic. We get back to Berlin.
Yes.
We rent a space.
Mm-hmm. In Marienfelde, which is somewhere south of Berlin.
Fantastic. Where we're going to make, literally the two of us shall manufacture bicycles, luxury bicycles.
In the design of Heckler & Koch guns.
Made by Heckler & Koch. Yeah.
Cycler & Koch. Cyclist & Koch.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, still something we need to do. We need to also get on the helicopter.
Yes.
While we have it. Fly the helicopter to the ship.
Yes.
And unload the guns ourselves to create the reef.
Yes, I agree.
Because I feel like we can't trust anyone with a reef creation.
No.
And then if the people on the ship at some point get suspicious and maybe inquire as to why we're dropping the guns into the water.
Yeah.
Well, the people of Hadoerobe, famously aquatic people.
Yes, of course.
Living underwater.
Yeah.
Yes.
I wonder whether we should take the posse along.
Jesus Christ.
I'm not sure the guns are enjoying this. Whether we should take the posse along on that little trip just to help us, just to quickly unload all the guns off
they
the
would
ship.
Enjoy that.
I think so. It's a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in so doing, we create...
So we could just have them loaded on the ship as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just around, yeah.
Yeah.
In so doing, we create a whole new natural reef, a whole new habitat for aquatic life everywhere and dugongs.
Yeah. What will we call it? The Gun Barrel Reef? Gun Barrier Reef?
The Gun Barrier Reef.
Gun Barrier Reef?
Yeah, okay. I think that's great.
Just going to write that.
You know, there's a bit of a precedent to this, actually. So when the Americans had their sort of island bases towards the end of World War II all over the Pacific, they basically did this thing where they're like, okay, we need to leave. We need to demilitarize all these places and we need to fly back to the States, right? And they realized it was more expensive to haul it all back to the States, but they also just couldn't leave all the trucks and all the guns and all the tanks and all of that. They couldn't just be like, okay, Pacific Islanders, here you go. You have it. We shall bequeath it to the nations of Tonga. So they basically created huge artificial reefs as well, where they just dumped military equipment
into the ocean. And I feel like also sunk ships, sunk battleships from World War II are also functioning as reefs.
As well, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, no, that totally doable.
I think so. Amazing. So, we go back to Berlin.
Yes.
We set up the bicycle manufacturers. Yes.
And then forget about it in 4 weeks' time.
I would say. I mean, we make one, we sell one.
Yeah.
And then anyway, we've done it. I mean, this one's going to cost us a bit, I think, this whole thing.
It's not that expensive. No. Well, maybe getting a bit of fuel for the helicopter, but...
And we might have to cut into some of the profits that we've made from our other heist, but I feel like this is one we're going to have to
it is going to be humanity. Worth it, yes.
Creating a new habitat for the dugongs, like, that's priceless.
That alone. Taking Hekla and Koch out of business, at least for a couple of months. Because bear in mind, like, you said they kill 5 people an hour?
Yes.
Yeah. Think about all the lives we're going to save.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only do we not kill people, we actually actively unkill people.
We unkill people. That's amazing. Well, then let's look at the costs.
Okay. So the moving company, it's going to come in at 5,000.
Right.
Roughly 50 airsoft guns. That's 50 euros each. So 2,500.
Right.
So that's going to be like 50 uniforms, also 50 each. Also 2,500. So that's going to be 10K at the moment.
Right.
The guys in the Shisha Club, free?
I think so. They're going on holiday.
Yeah.
We might have to get them flights back from the island.
Do we, though? It's a national park. We can't really land there, can we?
You mean we'd have to pay them?
Well, they'll have to take the boat back.
They'll take the boat back. Yes, yeah. Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
So we
just need to supply them with a lot of Shisha stuff.
Like, yeah. How much is a Shisha?
I don't know. They'll bring the shisha. We just need to supply them with like the coal and like lighters. And,
yeah. Okay. Well, let's maybe put in.
I don't know. 1,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that's 11,000 at the moment.
It's a lot of shisha material.
Okay. So the rent for the for our plant near Berlin is 7,000 euros.
Oh, roughly.
But we are going to make that. Month. We are going to make that back.
Yes.
On the bicycle, at least.
Well, let's calculate it all together, and then we'll know how many bicycles we're going to sell.
Okay. So that's 18,000 euros and 67.
Yeah.
Anything else?
A couple of suits, H&M suits.
Oh yeah. Oh, 40 H&M suits. One is probably 100.
I think so.
Okay, so that's 4,000. So that's 22.
Bring you in your shoes. We need to get Gianni Infantino again.
Yeah. Well, but he worked for free the last time, so I don't think
he's going to work for free again. I feel like we should get him an EasyJet flight to and back to London.
Okay.
Like.
Oh, so we're going to fly him back and ditch him in the same bin wrapped in newspaper again.
But we're not going to do it because that's a lot of effort. We're just going to, when we leave him at the end, we'll be like, right, get him back in your plane and this is what we need you to do. We need to go back there and like he will do it again.
So maybe let's put like another 800 on top.
Yeah.
Okay. It's looking reasonable. That's fine. Anything else?
We can give him the 800 as a travel package. I feel like that's fair because it's going to be an EasyJet flight. It's not that much. It's going to be like 100 bucks. So
but he needs to eat and we can compensate him for his efforts the last time. We're going to need nicer suits though.
We are, yes.
Yes. So let's say 1,000 each.
At least.
Okay. Let's make it 2,000 each.
Yeah. Not that we didn't get nice suits the last episode. But
we need new suits.
Yeah, totally.
I want to have like a sand beige one.
Yeah. I want a little dugong pin.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's going to be like 500.
Yeah, okay. You get that. I just want to have a very nice flaming red open bow tie.
that's going to be like 500 as
well. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so let's say 5,000 for our suits.
Okay.
In total. Okay. Anything else?
A couple of flights there and back. I mean, for us. Or we also take... We're not taking the boat back.
No.
No.
No, but we have the helicopter.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But you can't take a helicopter from the Red Sea all the way back to Berlin.
No, we need to stop a couple of times by helicopter fuel.
All right. 100,000?
Yeah, I guess. Oh, boy.
I mean, that's we can't take the helicopter, actually. We're not going to do the helicopter. Cancel the helicopter.
We have them for the political beauty anyway.
Yeah, but they're paying for that.
Yeah, they pay, okay, so they're actively paying for it. We're not stealing it.
No.
As we did with Mustafa's Gemüsedöner.
No.
Okay.
No, like the political beauty is actually going to pay for it. It's beautiful.
Let's scrap the helicopter then. So we are just going to get flights.
Yeah.
There.
10,000.
Okay, parachute out?
Where, onto the island?
Yeah.
No.
We can't land there. We take
the boat there.
How do we take the boat there?
We land
in wherever.
We take the boat, and then all the guns get thrown overboard, and then we take the boat back over. I mean, we're right there, Saudi Arabia. Like, it's a hop, skip, and a jump over to Dubai, and then we have a first-class Emirates flight back to Berlin.
Yeah, Emirates like that part, yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I do get a bit of seasick. Just a heads up.
Sea legs, right. 10 rand, 10 euros.
Oh, all right. Put them on there unwillingly. Okay.
I really love the idea that like the political beauty party is paying for the whole helicopter stunt.
Oh, they totally would.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, totally.
But we have to get a boombox for them.
Yeah.
Okay. That's how we get them.
And it has to be a really loud one, mind you. It has to be louder than a helicopter.
That hadn't crossed my mind before. Yeah. Okay, so we need to get one that you can turn up to 11.
Oh yes, yeah.
All right, so let's maybe put another 2,000 on there.
I think so. Yeah.
Okay, that heist comes in at 39,877 euros.
That's pretty good. Okay, so now we start making bicycles. Yes. We have 1 month, and I think you're right. I think 7,000 for a custom-built Heckler & Koch bicycle that has bullets for a bicycle chain. Yeah. It has a trigger as the bicycle bell.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and you have gun handles as the bicycle handles.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just the frame is a long barrel.
Yeah.
So just like really, really grungy steel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. And if you lean into it, you have the two shoulder pieces holding you back for extra comfort.
Yeah.
I want this bike.
Yeah.
I really do. So 7,000 a piece. So we need to sell six to turn a profit.
Yeah, we'll
so we need to manufacture eight. So we have one each.
Yeah. Eight bikes. That's totally doable.
Absolutely. And thus we conclude Operation Insert Odin's Shaft.
Absolutely. I love the smell of sand in the morning.
Smells like victory. But we still need to say where the people of the internet can find us, unfortunately.
Well, obviously.
So we need to repeat our...
Oh, we'll do it again later. Again.
Okay.
Well, where can they find us? They can find us in How Do I Arobia.
Beautiful. But if you are not in How Do I Arobia, if you aren't in our famous Dugong Center in 1 Dugong Road at Heckler & Koch, you can also find us at How Do I Rob This on Twitter. You can find us on our website, howdoirobthis.com. Well, we've all our heists. You can find us on Spotify, on iTunes, on Stitcher Radio, on Podcast Addict, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There we go.
You can find us on YouTube, where you have a longer video version of this podcast.
Including video of the gun.
Oh, gosh, I should not be holding it like that. Also, my neighbors are looking at me angrily. Anywhere else where people can find us? They can find you.
At the Oscar Brown on Twitter. I don't ever tweet, but I'm also at the Oscar Brown on Instagram.
Where you also don't tweet.
Where I also famously. Don't tweet. Yeah, there we go.
I am at SM Weisbach on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram.
And he posts a lot. So
I do.
If you need quality content.
I have quite the output. Yeah. I take great pride in being the wittiest man on Twitter, but I have zero followers.
There we go.
Also, How Do I Rob This has a Facebook fan page, if you are doing Facebook. Maybe we should get onto TikTok, get a younger target audience.
I don't know what that is.
Just like Heckler & Koch.
There we go. I love the smell of sand in the morning.
Smells like victory.